RCU Mobile.
4HKX.
Going on, Patrick?
Sitting outside the shoe store waiting on the wife.
Ah, somebody got paid today. She's spending your paycheck.
She takes it out of the checkbook. I don't even see it.
Money anyway. You don't get none of it.
But don't think she does.
4ULP.
Here, Alexander.
I'm in. How are you doing?
Good. Just finished up over here in Taylor's, and I'm headed home, and you got Patrick on the other end, too.
How about you? How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Alexander. How was your day?
Wasn't the best, but it was okay.
At 13 years old, those are the days.
Some of them are okay, but I don't know. Today just wasn't the best day, but I always like to get on the radio. That's always the fun part.
Taking a trip tomorrow, ain't you? You'll be able to take your radio with you, won't you?
I will. I don't think I caught your call sign. Is that you, Russell, if I'm recognizing the voice?
You want it only, K2RCL.
I wasn't sure, but yes, I'm planning to take the radio with me. And I just want to make sure I have my mobile setup right. I'm going to put a 6-inch MAC mount antenna on the roof, run the cable down to the door, close the door, then attach it to the handheld. Will that work? Because when I tried it, it was really scratchy down here, but I don't know if it was just in the spot that I was in or not.
Probably just the spot you were in. I mean, that radio is only 5 watts, so it's not going to put out, you know, what your base does. But you should still be able to talk and everything with it, especially if y'all are on the interstate. You want to do 146.520 and call out some for contacts, and you may be able to make some simplex contacts that way.
Station ID. Yeah, that is what I'm planning to do.
Standing. We, Patrick got us on another repeater yesterday. He found out from Steve about, I think it's 147.285 over in Tryon. We'll have to get that programmed into your radio for you.
Yes, there was another repeater that somebody recommended me to. It was Greenwood. It's 147.165. They said they really need the numbers for the net, but I'm not sure how to set the tone on the radio for the repeater, so I haven't been able to hit that yet.
Get in there, either via the programming cable, or we can program it through the front face. It'll take a few minutes to get in there and get the offset set and then get the PL tone set. But we can either do it, you know, like I say, through the radio face, or we can do it through the programming cable, either one. We can look the repeater up and get all the information for it.
I think I figured out how to do the offset. I found out how to set the offset. I think I set it right, but the tone is what I'm struggling with. I skimmed through the owner's manual. Didn't see anything helpful about it, but I guess I really need to look in the owner's manual.
It'll be in the, I'm pretty sure it's in the channel settings, and you'll have to turn your CTC on and set it to CTC, and then you'll have to go in. There's another sub-menu for that that you'll have to go into. It's a whole lot easier to just do it through the programming cable with the software on the laptop.
You get that software, because then it's easier for me to do it with my dad's computer instead of having to call you every time I need to program the radio. Do you have to, like, buy that or what?
You can download it from the website. I'll try to send your dad a link so y'all can pull it up on the computer, and that way you can just download it onto a laptop. You've already got your programming cable, so you'll just have to plug it in, let it recognize, and then you'll be able to read your radio and change the program and add to it, save it, and then write it to the radio.
That That'd probably work better.
Programming it a little bit easier for you, and you'll be able to see and have a visual reference for some of the settings and everything as far as the PL tones go and where your frequency offset is for the radio, but, you know, still go through the manual and learn how to program from the face of the radio. That way when you have a mobile, you can program it on the fly. Like if y'all take off and go to Tennessee, if y'all put one in the big truck, then be able to program it for the repeaters in that area. HKX. Here, Patrick. I just wanted to say 7-3s, guys. The wife's out, and I'm going to go in the next door with her. But you gentlemen have a good evening, and if I don't talk to you again, both of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And Alexander, be careful on your trip and enjoy.
And 7-3s, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
The same traffic from K2RCL 73s. Have a happy Thanksgiving, Patrick. Hope you and your family enjoy it and they're safe.
Well, so, I guess we're still figuring out the antenna for the HF. Can you string HF antennas on the roof, or do you have to do it in trees or on the ground?
Good things about HF. There's a multitude of ways to do antennas, everything from just an in-fed wire antenna to a beam with a rotator, and just, there's all kinds of options out there. Just like me, I've got that off-center fed dipole that's got the two legs on it that's stretched out, and that's how I've been working mine. And it's, you know, an easy starting point, and then you can grow from there with a tower and things of that nature.
Get a tower. Just, I don't know if my mom wants a tower decoration in the yard. She already doesn't like the another antenna on the roof or wherever it's going to go.
Yeah, some people love them, some people don't. You're either one side or the other. My wife wasn't too happy about the idea of me putting them up, but at least I had a place in the yard I could put them up where they weren't really visible unless you really looked for them. So I got lucky there.
My problem is the roof is very visible, and from the street, if you know, where my antenna right now is very visible, so if I put it fairly close to that spot, it's going to be very visible, but yeah, my mom already said she doesn't want a tower in the yard, even though I do.
Motivation there. You got to get your dad licensed, you got to get your brother licensed, then you get your mom convinced to get her license, and then everybody's on board to put a tower up. Maybe.
Get my license. If I could hurry to get her license, that would be difficult enough. Then to put a tower in the yard, yeah, that would be another step. But my dad already wants to put an L desk in the corner there, so that way I can have a better desk and, you know, hang my two maps and actually look like a nice ham shack.
You start off small and you build it a little bit long, and eventually you'll have your nice little area set up, nice radio collection, and you'll be able to do a lot of communicating. Learn different techniques and different options, and that's the fun thing about ham radio. There's always something to interest somebody.
Things to do. Everybody could get their license and have fun, I think.
I thought for a long time I wouldn't be able to get my license. I didn't think I knew enough about electronics, and I finally went ahead and decided to start studying, done so much radio with emergency services, and then really got into the fine-tuning of it and learned and got my license, and I ain't looked back. I'm happy I got it.
Yeah, I got mine, even though it took 4 months of studying. It's just, it's been great, and I plan to get my extra, too. I'm extra in general, but I think about doing the in-person class for the extra.
Well, you know, while your tech's fresh in your mind, I mean, study for your general. You'll get some of the questions from the tech on the general, and then general expand into your HF. And it'll also, once you get your general, you'll be able to expand the frequency range that you can communicate on HF. Right now, you're kind of limited to that 10-meter band. But all of us are proud of you for taking the time and putting in the hard work it took to study and get your test and get your license.
A goal to get my extra by this time next year, so maybe then, you know, I can really start working ham radio, and then I can be a full-blown ham radio operator. I don't know if you can go, I don't think you can go any higher that extra, and then, well, you get your broadcasting license. There are different levels of those. Hamstudy.org also offers helping you study for those, too.
That's a good goal to have, for sure. You know, you just got to keep studying and keep learning. And the more you learn, the more you'll understand. And that's, you know, that's kind of the biggest thing, is if you understand it as you learn it, then that's something you'll retain with you and keep for a long, long time. I've learned a lot in the electrical aspect, you know, just with doing my ham classes and getting my extra license. I learn a lot that's carried over into fixing circuit boards and stuff like that that I normally would have thrown away, but now I'm all about taking it apart and trying to figure out what's wrong with it to fix it.
Learn more about electrical. You know, I'm excited about that. I want a radio kit for Christmas. That way I can build a radio or a CW kit or something that I can learn more about ham radio with.
Always willing to learn, so that's the way to do it. You can get you started, like I said, start small, build yourself up a little bit along, and add things as you go, and eventually you'll have it all down pat.
I am excited to learn more. Ham radio has you just keep on learning with it. I mean, there's just so much that they have you learn and that you learn as you go. It's just, it's amazing.
I think it's amazing that at 13 you've already got your technician license. Most kids your age are more interested in playing video games or playing on cell phone and stuff like that. So I'm proud of you, and I know most of the guys in the ham group out here, if not all of them, are proud of you for doing it.
And I'd rather talk on the radio than sit in front of a screen. And I think the best app that you can, one of the best apps that you can get on the iPad or phone or computer is EchoLink anyway. So that's what I pretty much use the iPad that Chad gave me for ham radio stuff.
That's it. The iPad is a good thing, especially with EchoLink. And there's other apps on there as far as Repeater Book and QRZ and stuff like that that you can utilize. You know, the Repeater Book has got all your repeaters listed based on your location. So if your iPad's connected to Wi-Fi with the location turned on, it'll tell you what repeaters are around you in the area you're in. So like if y'all do go traveling and stuff down to Florida or up to Tennessee or something, you'd be able to get onto the Wi-Fi and pull that up, and it'll tell you the repeaters that are around you, and then you learn how to program from the keypad, and you can program those repeaters in and make contacts in other states.
And then also there's a handheld thing about maybe getting another handheld that has a little bit more wattage, and saw a really big antenna on Amazon. It was 3.5 feet, I think, that you could put on a handheld, so that would give me a lot more distance.
Hey, the little Beofong radio at 5 watts, I mean, you can hit a lot of repeaters and do a lot of talking with that little handheld radio. And then you've got that 25 watt bass that's got you talking all the way to Mount Mitchell now, so you're doing pretty good with what you got.
Also, that way when I go to operate on mountains and out of my local area, I can hit further stuff, but you know, I'm happy with what I have now. I don't need another antenna. Just ham radio, you know, there's new things out there. They're always, you know, making they have lots of tools that you can buy for it.
No saying in ham radio, you can never have too many radios and you can never have too many antennas.
Because, you know, you see the one of the newest radios come out, you know, it's just, it's hard not to buy one of, or, you know, it's one through Amazon FM radio, so it's just, you want a lot of it, but, I don't know how much of it I'll get, but, probably all my Christmas list will be ham radio anyway.
Good, you blocked in on a hobby and you're going to focus on it, you know, but don't let it take away from your schoolwork and stuff, because you still got to do it and keep up with all that. And you got to do your chores, too, so make sure you keep it balanced. If you can balance it now while you're young, you'll be able to balance all of it even more when you get older.
My mom cut out ham radio during school time because, you know, it was too distracting, but she's helping me keep it balanced because otherwise I'd probably be up here most of the day.
That's it. You're learning to balance. You got time for school, time for family, time for ham radio, time for chores. You got to make time for each thing, and there's only so much time in a day, so you have to balance it out.
That's, you know, how it works, even though I'd like to be on the radio all day, just, well, I don't know about all day, but I'd probably be on here at least half a day, but my cousin and my brother would still like some attention, too, and the schoolwork has to get done, and the chores.
You got to take time to eat, too. There's always got to be time for food.
Too long, but, yeah. And, you know, I'm talking when I can. I took the little handheld on a walk around our neighborhood, and I was talking while I was walking, so it makes it a little bit more interesting. So, you know, almost all my free time that I can be, I'm on a radio. Well, you know, the time that, I still have to take time to play with my brother because he wouldn't be too happy if I was on here during our time to play with each other.
No doubt. Well, Alexander, I am about to pull in here, so I'm going to destinate, and I'm going to have to hop off from here so I can do the food thing. I'm going to say 73s, and I don't know if I'll get to talk to you tomorrow. I know y'all heading out, so I'll say happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Hope y'all have a safe trip, and this will be K2RCL. Be clear on your final.
So, have a good supper. And 73 is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.